in the Commonwealth looks like. I mean, this is a chiyuv for Jewish Shabbos. Some people are yet to do Shabbos by saying children. So, we can are yet to do Shabbos by saying children. Other people have to do the Shabbos by working so many people. But everyone, you know, we would have done that, that would have been our chiyuv Shabbos. No, but the Mary said, because Yosef was such a, had so much betochen, and his Bajayim betochen, he should have done that too. He shouldn't have asked to do. The name is that that was an issue. Every person has to shout himself off to know what level of time. My level of time is not to go up. And Pesach says there's no such woman by Musa because Musa is purely in a Shabbos on Shachar. And the Rambam says that there's Pilus Mizogah by Shachar is in Mincha and Meir, but there's no Pilus Mizogah by Musa because Musa is purely in a Shabbos on Shachar. No? So how can you can't be Menadim to bring a Korba Musa? Because Musa is not Bob and Edwin and Dogah, it's Dogah Shabbos Haifa. He's Mekhiyah to bring it only once, he can't bring an extra one. So that's the same thing over here. The Mishnah quotes of Blood Menazari sheet says that Yusuf is different. We don't pass like a Blood Menazari, but there were two versions of Blood Menazari. Both versions have one thing in common. But since Tzilas HaMetzotzim is not Rachmin Yenu, it's not the Korah for the purpose of Bakosh HaTzorachim. It happens to be Bakosh HaTzorachim also. He said, okay, so he said, I'm saying, I'm saying, I'm saying, I'm saying, I'm saying, but the Iker of the Tzilas, the Iker Tzilas of Tzilas HaMetzotzim is the purpose of the Shalma HaTzorachim. He said, that's why the Blood Menazari holds that it has a different din than it gives to Yachid versus Tzibur. And the Chachamim say, nonetheless, it's the same as Shachar to Nimcha Meir. But Yachid is Mechuyim to Daven, even if the Tzibur has a Minyan, even if there's a Chazara for Shachar, Shachar to Musa, still a private person has to Daven, and a private person can Daven, even though there's no Minyan where he is. Even though he's in a hospital, he's at home, he doesn't feel well, he can still Daven Mechuyim. What exactly did Rav Lozman HaZaria say? That Musa is different than it gives to Tzibur versus Yachid? So the Mishnah quoted the two versions, Tanakhama's version and Rav Yudah's version. So Tanakhama says in the name of the Lord, he quoted the Rav Lozman HaZaria and Lama Namad Aleph as saying that you can only daven Musa for the Minyan. You cannot daven Musa for the Yechidus, because that's like the Kabbalah Tzibur, they were offered only the Tzibur, they weren't offered the Yechidus. So Tzibur HaMetzotzim can only be the Tzibur of the Tzibur. Rav Yudah's version, the shame of Rav Lozman HaZaria was different, that if you live in a community where the Tzibur had a minion to daven Musa, then the Yochid is not obligated to daven Musa. You live in a community where the Tzibur, there was no Tzibur, you live all by yourself in the desert. Or you live in a city and there was a snowstorm, whatever, and there was no minion for Musa. So then the Yochid is obligated to daven Musa. And then the Gemara on another day, had a discussion with, do we talk to like a Blood Man or Zahari or not? So the Farmer Maskarne, the Maskarne Maskarne is, that no, that we pass in like the Chacham, we pass in like the Rabbanim in the Mishnah, the Yachid Rav Alachid Rav, that even the Yachid is obligated to daven Tzilas HaMetzotzim, and even in the community with the Minyan daven, they're not going to see the Yachidim Dech HaVos, and everybody has to daven Musa, same as the other two. But there were other opinions in the Gemara, not so. There were Amorai who felt that the din should be like a view of the Shem Rav Lozman HaZar. So the Gemara tells the story, Itmar, I think that's where you got it from.
Yeah.
About the 10 lines from the top. Itmar, after the two dots, the Gemara tells us about that. Actually, 3 lines after the... The Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbin, Mishum Rabbeinu, Amar, Halacha Ki Rabbi Yudish, Amar, Mishum Ablazim Azar. The one Amar who said, that we pass from us the second version of Ablazim Azar. A clear by Rabbit, the Gemara tells us, a clear by Rabbit, Sovi, Bahar, Sovi. One time of a Shoyrish, he died in Shmana Esrei, and he stepped back 3 steps, and then he walked back, and he died in the second time of Shmana Esrei. So the Talmidim didn't understand what was he doing. Why did he drop in the second Shmana Esrei right after the first? I'm a Rabzeir, it's a Rabzeir, it's a Chia Barabe, my time of my house, what did you do? Why did you die in that straight to Shmanesi? If you should say you shouldn't have like Kibay Mar, Daite, because the Rebbe didn't have Kavana by the first Shmanesi, and if you die in Shmanesi without the proper Kavana, you're not here, you have to die in over again. The straight to tell me that the Rebbe is, he says, how did you die in Shmanesi in the first place? If you didn't think you're going to have Kavanah, what you got in the first one yesterday, we will drop it with our Tala. You should have done the Hafidu the first one yesterday. Muhammad Abdullah, the young Yad Marim Asatmo, a person who shuts himself up, he should assess himself. And Yachav Ahadim is sleep, but he is followed. If he thinks that he's able to be Mechadim, he should have. The Mavar is possible, why did you have him in the first place? Ella must be, you have Kavanah the first time. But you must have forgotten, he was in Shredish, you forgot to say, Yal of the Rabbi. Elderly, Kamad, the Rishi Alcha, you forgot to say, all the other Nadinas, I got to teach my Esrei. I've all time, when you have a Brisa that says, and if you got to say, all the other, you don't have to be teaching Shmon Esrei. But then you told me, it's Kushav HaShchoydesh. You forgot to say, all the other, so it says, hey, my dear, my son, you don't teach the Shmon Esrei. We'll read it in a minute. So the Gemara says, Amalei, leave that to 3 lines for a minute, we're going to discuss it later. So the Talmud asks, what did you do? What was the mindset of the Eid? Didn't have Kavan the first time, how did you daven the first time? He didn't have Kavan, he forgot Yalavi Yom because of his Rishayis. He says, but you know the Brachim says, you want us to be teach one after if one forgot Yalavi Yom, because the Rebbe answers the Talmud. Amalei, so Kriya Barabba answers his Talmud, Rebbe Zerah, well, this my Lord, don't you know that in connection with that Brachim, Rebbe Yechon made a comment, that's only the Tzibur Shavu. That's right, the only goes to people. And I was not davening to people, I was davening to Yechidus. So the thing is that I do have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Why is it that the people don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei? What kind of a thing is that called? So those are the 2 pshatim. The 1 pshat is that if I'm davening to people, it's people belachash, and I'm one of the members of the call, and I forgot Yal Biyom, and I finished the Shmoneh Esrei, and I forgot Yal Biyom, so I wasn't the Yotzei, so let me listen to the Chazorah Tashah, I'm going to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei at night, and I'll be Yotzei.
But he's not a Baki for Hashkadish, because for Harai, he davened up to Hashem and forgot the Yahweh Yahweh. So we give him the same break, that's like any other. So we give him the same break.
Whatever it is.
No, it's a fact. He knows the day. He forgot to say Yahweh Yahweh. So when he gets it, this one answer, we treat him like an Eid. Oh, yeah, yeah. You can write in the end of our Hashem speaking. Right. The real original meaning of Ein Baki, it means he just doesn't know, he doesn't know how to read, or he doesn't have a city, he doesn't know how to balance one answer. But he has no bravery, so what is not a Baki, he doesn't know how to balance Pasha Rahmanis, and I'm worried. So for him, the Chachamim says, let the Chazm say the Shmanesh out loud, and everybody can be heard, even on the seal of the Kolo. But for a person who's a block, you know that he's going to turn out, he should not listen to the Hazal Tashash. But if he doesn't, I'm a Shaddish, if he got the Alvi Yavoy, then for this Tfila, we give him a status of an end of block, and he can rely on the Hazal Tashash.
But if you're not a block,
The other shot that, this first shot in Rashi has with it certain problems that the Yosameach discussed, others discussed. At the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei, you have to say Hashem Tzotzot Tzitzchot 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 Tzitzchot. And the Gemara says in the first parish that that's Kefila Rishna Dhamma. But that's the Gemara. Kefila Rishna Dhamma, and Dalvin on the day. And the Mishnah Berurah writes itself in the Bir Alot, and what does that mean? Does it mean Kefila Rishna Dhamma Yolimri? And that's in the Chalik of the Shmoneh Esrei, and if one left out Yolimri Rishna Dhamma Yolimri, you left out Hashem Tzotzot Tzitzchot, it's not Yotze, maybe, it's not exactly so, maybe it would be Yotze. It doesn't really mean to be taken literally to kill our Yotze, that's a suffix. That's a Shaila, which the Yosameach raises, the Minik by Yotze, based on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham comes from the Kishli HaRizal. That you should say Hashem Tzotzot, the Chazan should say Hashem Tzotzot Tzitzchot shortly, and you should only start the Hagan Tzotzot to call Ram from Baruch HaTzot. So that's the Shaila that he raises. What does the Gemara say here? But Tzibur Shalom, and a lot of Yishanim say, that that's what it means. That if I've done the Shabbos, I forgot the Alvi Yavo. So I should listen to the whole Chazal from the beginning to the end, and I'll be Yotze, but he doesn't say Hashem Tzotzot Tzitzchot Adla, Shechan Tzotzot Adla, Shechan Tzotzot Adla, Shechan Tzotzot Adla, so how can I be Yotze? There's one side of the Mishnah Buddha, then it's not going to be Yotze. Unless I say it myself. Big deal, I say it myself, Hashem Tzotzot Tzitzchot. And I'll be like the rest of the Chazal of Hashem. Then at the end of his Amrach HaKam Yisrael HaShem, then I'll say softly, Yilu Lo Tenei Yisrael. Maybe that's the pshat. But the Yosameach asks, that the literal reading of the Rishonim is just listen from the beginning to the end, Lilo to Lilo. It's not enough just to listen to Yalav Yalav from the Chazer, to God Yalav Yalav. You have to listen from the beginning to the end. It has to be from the very beginning to the very end, Shem Tzotzot Tzitzchot through the Yilu Lo Tenei. The Yix, in the simple reading of the Rishonim, it would appear as if they're not like the Magen Avraham. It would appear that the Chazer has to say those out loud. Chazer should say Hashem Tzotzot Tzitzchot out loud, and it should say Yilu Lo Tenei out loud. That's the discussion in Achari, because the Magen Avraham quotes it from the Kisri HaRizal. So the Kapachan writes that he looks in the Kisri HaRizal inside out, upside down, and says, doesn't know where it's in there, because I don't know. Beis HaKnesses HaRizal, there's some Beis HaKnesses in Yerushalayim, where he follows the Yitzchak HaRizal. He says they always had the tradition that the Chazan said it out loud. Did this say it out loud? Huh? So that's, I don't know. It's
about the Kamona, could be Sa'anani
It's not supposed to correspond to reality. The Talmud realizes that the Rebbe is a human being like everybody else, so he's not supposed to learn it. That's what the Gemara says. Be like a Malach Hashem Tzok. So this was the first shot that the Rishonim had. Yeah, this shot, you say very well, doesn't fit into the words of the Braita. Braita says something about, if you got the Alavi Avoy, you chapa the next Shmoneh. When you chapa the next Shmoneh, you just say you chapa the Shmoneh, you listen to the Chazorot HaShat. If the words of the Braita don't fit in well, according to this interpretation that Rabbi Yochanan gave, the people shown that you listen to the Chazorot HaShat. So those who shown must have had a set different gifts over here, and they probably left this out. So that's why other Rishonim interpret the people shown differently. It doesn't mean if I'm davening with a minion and I forgot Yalva Yalva, so I can listen. So, but again, to this too, I'm considered like an Ein Baki. And I can rely on the Chazorot HaShat to know it's the Kol Rav, it's the Shafakak, it's the Yedadon, it's the Yedadon, it's the Kol Rav. No, it doesn't mean that. It means the Chazor was davening the Kol Rav. The Chazor is repeating the Shmoneh Esrei for Shachris, the Kol Rav. And he forgot to say Yalav Yalav in the Chazorot HaShat. So you can't say, well, hey, listen to the Chazorot HaShat. He is the Shadow. This is the last chance. So what is he going to do?
So you would have said, well, he has to go back to the tank. He has to go back and see the Hoshman Esrei. So that's what the Brisa says, no, we give the Chazan a break. Since the Chazan is going to dab a Musaf soon, and in Musaf, he's really going to mention Kedushas HaYom Rosh Chodesh. So those are Kedushas.
But the Chazan said it when he said it by
Tzilah Malach. Yeah, but the Tzilah Malach, let's say he said Yalvi, so he was directed Tzilah Malach. But now, how would you say the Chazor HaShat of the Tzilah
HaVibur? The whole
people
didn't reckon. Why didn't they stop? The whole people didn't
reckon. Any kind of hearing, and they didn't hear, whatever, he went so thin. Whatever, Shaka Shaka Maitre. You were asking, how can it happen in the city? It happens. Everybody said it happens in some shul or another, that the Chazor suggests Yalvi, and as soon as he's the whole Shaka Shaka. So what do you do? So that's what the Brisa says. Let the Chazan not repeat the Shmon Esrei. We give him a break. We shouldn't pick up the Sigur. We give him a break and we say, let him rely on the Shmon Esrei that of Musa that he's going to say, he's going to mention Dusha Sayyana Musa. So what does that mean? So that's what we used to say, Rav Soloveitchik. He used to interpret this Gemara as follows. That the mother Avram has the Shaila, what about a Yochid? He's not going on Chazor HaShat. The Shat and the Chazor HaShat made a mistake. He left that Yahweh. The other Shachas. So we tell him, don't repeat the Shmon Esrei, rely on Musa. That's only for the Shat. And what about Yom Yochid? He wouldn't say like that. I daven on Rosh Chodesh, I forgot Yom Yochid. So he wouldn't say that I don't have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. I do have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. I do repeat that, unless it's going to be a Shat, and I'll be yet, I'll listen to every word. But if I'm afraid the Chazan, I won't be able to hear every word from the Chazan. So I do repeat the Shmon Esrei. So why don't I have, why doesn't Yom Yochid have a right to rely and the Musa that he's going to daven to? No Tichah B'Sibur. So what kind of business is this? What kind of Tichah B'Sibur? Tichah B'Sibur changes all the Dinim upside down. How can it be? What would be the Din to the Yevet? That's what the Mangan Azam is going to share. What would be the Din to the Yevet if the Yochid had to daven Shachris and he forgot the Yalav Yavai? And he didn't follow the Din and he daven Musa. And he said, Rosh Chodesh and Musa. Would we insist that he has to repeat Shachris on the Yevet? Oh, so would you say that that's the Yevet? That's what the Mangan Azam quotes the Machlekes from Yishayin and Machreini. He quotes the Shulta Giborim, quotes Ashita that the Yevet, with the Yevet, he quotes that there are others that disagree. Machlekes Achreini. So I'm told, how did you say, as far as no sentence, that the Yevet, you are Yesh. If you're going to say, even the Yevet, if a Yochid, Davin, Shachrin, Tamar Shkodesh, if you got Yavav Yavav, then he's Davin, Musaf, and he's as far as the Shkodesh, if you're going to tell me that even the Yevet, the Yochid is not Yosei, so how can the Chazan rely on that Lachatzchila? The whole school of the Chazan is that the Tirch of the Sigur, the Shas Abchak, the Yevet, that means the Shas Abchak, the Yavav Lachatzchila, so normally is only acceptable to the Yevet, but if it's even no good to the Yevet, the Yevet is no good for Yochid, how can we say the Chazan is good for Lachatzchila? So the practice is that the Yevet, it would be good. It's an authority. The Machlokes, and the Mishnah Berurah says you should treat it like a Sofei, and you should repeat the Shmon Esrei of Shachris Al Atrai, but if you have a Chuyit, it should be the Torah's Nedovah. But the Iker Adin, the Pashto certainly indicates, like you said, that the Yevet, the Yochid, would be okay. And the Chazan is allowed to do it, but I think so Shachris Chak with the Yevet. So what kind of a Hezbo, what kind of deal is that, that the Yevet, the Yochid? So that's what I'm so alleged used to say, that Machori, you see from this Gemara, Muchach Lehevye, that when a person recites Shmon Esrei and he leaves out Yalav Yavoi, he's not Yotzei, he has to repeat Shmon Esrei, he's not Yotzei, what? But he said, you have to speak to the Gemara, he was Yotzei Shmon Esrei. He's not Yotzei, it's just a mitzvah, how far is this a Yotzei? That the Gemara man learns that from the Pasuk, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, so the Gemara asks from the Pasuk, because Yom 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 on Rosh Chodesh, on Chalamoy, on Shabbos, on Yom, every day you have to mention. Oh, so that's what you see, not so. Not so. You see, if I daven Shachris, all's truth. If I daven on, let's say, on Shabbos at Yom, and I said above the Kishmon Esrei, that's what one could argue the point, that's what I'm like you said, one could argue the point, you didn't say to Matzei HaShmon Esrei. He said the wrong whistle, he's not Yom. If one davens on Rosh Chodesh, on Chalamoy, then he left out the Olive of Yom. So you see, from this Gemara, the Shmon Esrei day, Shmon Esrei, you were Yotze, feeling were Yotze. The only thing is, you weren't Yotze, separate Koibas, of course, you should tell you, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Mazdeya of what? When you're benching, when you're benching, you don't have Mazdeya benching, so how well it is a Mazdeya. No, I think there's a Mazdeya of every Baruch and Tzila, there's a Mazdeya. So the head that you have to say is a Mazdeya, Shmon Esrei, Tzila, you were Yotze. You weren't Yotze, a different Koibas. As it has caused this by Yorin, that you weren't Yorin. So the Hakhalim required of you to repeat the Shmon Esrei, I, Sahab Lachal, the answer is no, you can say it's Tzivas Nadoka. So they insisted that you should volunteer as Tzidus Midover in order to hop around. The Chodesh has Korach Kedusha Tayyar. So Bamed Bamanurim, if you weren't yet Yotzei has Korach Kedusha Tayyar during that period of the day. There are three periods of every day. There's Laila, you have to mention has Korach Kedusha Tayyar until the Rosh Chodesh. And you have to mention the morning of Rosh Chodesh, there's Mana Shachar, then Rosh Chodesh in the afternoon, there's Mana Mincha. If you plan to daven Musaf, if you daven Musaf during the Zman HaShachar, that's what I'm told, right? He said the Gemara means. Even though it doesn't say the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, he said you have to add that on. If I daven Shachar in the morning and I forgot the Olive and Yavai, and then I'm going to daven Musaf before Chatzos when it's still the Zman HaShachar, and I will have mentioned Haskarot, which is another Shachar during that time period of the first half of the day. So then the Yezid, the Yachid will have been Yotzei, the Chodesh has Korach Kedusha Tayyar. So even though but L'Chatchila shouldn't do that, L'Chatchila we tell them repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, make a Tfilas Medover, say a Shemoneh Esrei again, and mention the Yahu of Yomim Shemoneh Esrei. But the Yezid, if you'll doubt, if you will have Gavim Musa before Chatzos, it'll be good. So the Chazim, we allow the Chazim to Shabbat Chach, to have the Tzibura, so we allow L'Chatchila, would normally be low, would only be acceptable to the Yezid. Right, and that's what he thought, that those 2 days in Tzitzis had a machlokes about your issue. At first, if he gets the Alvi Yavar and Shchedit, he said that he's not Yotze the whole Matzei of this Tzitzis at all. Or no, he was Yotze the Matzei of Tzitzis, but just wasn't Yotze of Tzitzis. But then, so 2 days, I've gone to machlokes, and I'm so rich, you thought, how can it be 2 days? That's exactly what this Gemara is saying. That the fact that the Shat L'chatzidah can rely on Musaf and the Yehudah Yochid can rely on Musaf does not show, does not indicate clearly that the Yidei Chodesh Tfilah you were Yotzei. It's just that you weren't Yotzei Yidei Chodesh HaKorot Yisrael Yot. That was his time. Maybe they only said in Tfilah. Could be. Unless they're only going to daven Musaf later for some funny reason. If they have to daven Musaf after Chatzos, then this whole thing wouldn't apply. It only applies if you want to daven Musaf. Unless they mincha. Let's say the Echad Insta that the person daven mincha and if he got the Olive Yavoy, but he had already daven Musaf prior to mincha and he said Musaf after Chatzos. He said Musaf during his Mana Mincha. So you say, also did he have that he was here then? But the day Chodesh Tfilah Mincha he was Yotzei Ben Kol, so even if he left that Yalav Yavai, and the Chodesh has Korach Kedusha Tayyar, he also was already Yotzei, he already died in Mitzvah.
What did he say again?
No, L'Chatchila, you should say again. Rebbe Tzvi, to mention us Korach Kedusha Tayyar. That's why Rav Soloveitchik said that, let's say it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. The Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and the fellow down in Shachas, and he forgot the Yalav Yavai. So normally, what would you say? You have to repeat L'Chatchila, you have to repeat but on Shabbos, the dinner that you're not allowed to offer to with Madonna. Because you're not permitted to bring the Dharma and the Dharma on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, when you're not allowed to offer to with Madonna, so we would say even a Yochid should rely on Musaf L'Chatchila. There's no bearer. Let's say he was Shabbos for Shkodesh. He's down Shakas and he left that yellow one. So if we see from this Gemara, if the only way to learn Shakas in this Gemara, but see what Shana here is that you don't have to feel that you are Yotze. Just you want Yotze a separate mitzvah, I'll call this house for us, so you should say yes. So then, so what's the whole idea of telling the man to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei? To offer it, we require it, and you should offer it. Tfilas Medover, he was there to Tfilas. Was Davin Shachas the second time? Offer it, Tfilas Medover, in order to be able to fulfill the Haskarbis Haskarbis Tayyar. But on Shabbos, he can't offer Tfilas Medover. So he has no prayer, well, it has to be Lai, I'm Musaf. Even the Yachid will have to be Lai, I'm Musaf. And then Atzor Reichik added on, he said, B'Shem HaKayim, he added on. And this was all in Shonim Kadmaniyah, it's one of the common practice to offer Tfilas Medover. Rabbi Manazer, that the next Kalim on the Shulchan Aruch recommend that we shouldn't look for Tfilas Medover, because not from a doctor can feel in the first place, not from a common soul so well in the Tfilas, that we should rely on ourselves to offer Tfilas Medover. So he said, B'Shem HaKayim, that he recommended that Rabbi Manazer should always follow that Shulchan Aruch, should always go like that, that if it's even on Rosh Chodesh Chol Yud B'Chol, not on Rosh Chodesh Chol Yud B'Shabbos, even Rosh Chodesh goes out on a weekday. And it says in the Shulchan Aruch that whoever forgot Yalav Yavar is Shachas has to repeat the Shachas repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. So Rav Soloveitchik said, "B'Shem HaKayim, that he recommended that we should all rely on Musaf. But that's if you can't, you won't be able to hear the whole Chazorot HaShas from the beginning to the end, and you should rely on Musaf rather than you think this Man Esrei because it's an issue that is Man Esrei. We don't recommend. So we listen to
them.
The Ramah in our Chaim writes like that. The Ramah in our Chaim writes, if the Chazen by mistake on Shabbos and Yom Tov daven Avocha Dikish Manesh and he didn't mention Shabbos and Yom Tov at all, in Shacharis he can be lied to the Eved on the Musaf that he's going to daven later. That's what I remember. Bar Lichtenstein, when he was telling us over this deal, in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, he said that he thought that that was difficult already. Based on what the Rav says, the only time he can say he was Yoti is Yechaybus Hatzilo, but what was Yoti is Yechaybus. Of course, this is Yom, that's the Allah of Yavoy and our Rosh Chodesh. But when the whole Nusach of Hatzilo is different, then that's what Rav Soloveitchik spoke to once discussed on Leil Rosh Hashanah, that the person forgets and he says, Hakel HaKodesh instead of Anel HaKodesh. So does he have to repeat the Shemana? Because on Leil Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara says, 5 lines later, if he forgets to say Yalav Yavai, then you know he repeat the Shemana because Ein Bez Mekash Ein Rosh Chodesh Balayla, whatever that means, we're going to have to discuss. Ein Bez Mekash Rosh Chodesh Balayla. So that's what the Rabbeinu Yaina quotes on his Gemara, and Chayi Rabin quotes this from the Zayin and Zilmer, Babala Patrela, that if a person davens on Leil Rosh Hashanah, you have to say Amelach HaKodesh. Instead of Kelach HaKodesh, so just like if you forget the Yalav Yavah on a regular Rosh Chodesh Balayla, you don't repeat the Shmuel Esrei because then Beis Hamikdash of Chodesh Balayla. So the same as Rosh Hashanah, they're not Mikdash of Chodesh Balayla. It's only going to be determined as Rosh Hashanah retroactively. It's going to be ex post facto. Tomorrow morning they're going to declare it as Rosh Hashanah. It will become Rosh Hashanah Melech Masreich. But Leil Rosh Hashanah wasn't yet Nikvah as Rosh Hashanah. That's another, the Rabbi Yehuda has that tiny, that if you would have davened a vachadik ishman essay on Myers or Rabbi Yehuda, then it would make sense, but he davened it on regular, he tied to the side, that's what Rabbi Yehuda tiny, that he's a lady called Rabbi Yehuda tiny there.
And the
kiddush
is going
to
mention
the Rosh Hashanah. Kiddush is kiddush, that's like saying Yahweh separately, and then she wants it. Yeah, but it has to be in the middle of the tefillah, it has to be in the middle of the tefillah. So Rav Soloveitchik had a time against this. He thought that this whole idea of the Gemara that it's one davens and he misses out the Yalav Yavi, he's Yotzi Dechaybus Hatzilu, just not Yotzi Dechaybus Hatzkorf Yushayayim, that's only when you have to say a Bacha Dechishmanes and insert Yalav Yavi. That's an insert. If he left out the insert, it was Yotzi Dechaybus Hatzilu, it's just one Yotzi the separate Chaybus Hatzkorf Yushayayim. But to stay, Hakel HaKod, instead of HaMelech HaKod, it's the wrong Nusach of the Brocher. And instead of make sure the Nusach of the Brocher is HaMelech HaKod, and instead of Hakel HaKod, you're not Yotzi Dechaybus Hatzilo. He said the wrong Nusach. So that's what Baal Nusach is in Chinese. Based on what the Rav said regarding his one, should assume like that. That HaMelech HaKod, Hakel HaKod, is the wrong Nusach of the wrong Hazei HaBrocher, the wrong Nusach of the Tzilo. The Koshkin, if he davens a Vach, he is Shmanei Tzvi and Yom Tzvi in the morning. That is that the Ramah is Shver. The Ramah says, so let the Chazen rely. And the Chazor is Hashav by Nusach. What do you mean? He wasn't here to you. He said the wrong Nusach had broken. Okay, you need a test. There's a test. Okay.
He has the break.
So what did he say? The regular Shemaitre?
No, but you have to say the 18 Brachas with mentioning Yom Tov.
So that's what you're asking.
That's the question. Is that an insert? Is that enough? It's
technically you should say it, but you both give it to
Not Sikha B'Sibah, meaning Sikha Shabbos. Yes, let's say a person would daven on Shabbos morning or Yom Tov morning of Vacha Dikish Manasseh and insert Shabbos, let's say we'll say Yalav Yavah, the Yom Chag HaMatzah Hazeh, and he won't have a Chazeh in the middle of his day, he'll say Yalav Yavah. So Shabbos is Halamai, so he'll say on Yom Tov morning, he'll say Vacha Dikish Manasseh, he'll say Yalav Yavah. Will he be Yotzei or not? But that's a big machlokes in Hilchos Shabbos, because there was no Chatzimus HaBrocha. He said it only as an insert. Is that good enough or not? Some folks can hold halacha. In Mishnah, I don't think that. But in Shulchan Aruch, it's a machlokes I think the Mechaber and the Morgan Avraham. Machlokes HaKoyim.
Which Hasidim?
Let's say Shabbos morning or Yom Tov morning. Or Shabbos Shachris. A regular Baruch HaDin Shmoneh Esed Baz in the middle of its day, before the Shabbos Zemoy Neinu, he said Yalvi Yavo, I would say, no Hasima. So would you say that if you have a Yoyot, because you mentioned Kedusha Sayyam? Oh no, the Kedusha Sayyam has to be a Bichot Kedusha Sayyam. A Bichot Kedusha Sayyam. You didn't have any Hasima, so you certainly not there. If one holds that you're not yet, because there has to be a Bichos Kedusha Yoyim, then you have problems with this Ramor. How can the Ramor say that the Chazen, Dab in the Boch, I think it's my next day, Shabbos morning, Yom Tov morning, and nobody caught it. And he finished the whole Chazeret HaShad, so then we would allow the Chazen to be by and the Chazeret HaShad the Musaf. What do you mean? That's only good. If it was yet to be a Chazeret HaShad, it just wasn't yet to be a Chazeret HaShad Kedusha Yoyim. But if not the Chayyim Chassid, it wasn't yet anything if he didn't even say the Nusach HaBrocha. He said the wrong Brocha in Gansi. That's the Shaima. The Babli, not the Mandal, but the Babli says it. No. The Gemara says if he says, we always say 90. We always say 90 Brocha. Right? Not that we said 20 Brocha. He said the regular bracha de Gishmana, and then he had another with the 19 bracha we say every day, and he said a 20th bracha of Atarecha Rishim Kayecha, it's Atikidashka, whatever. He said a bracha of Rishim Kayecha. So then he would be, I'd say, Rishim Sikha de Shabbat, so he's not Matriya, because he should say all of the 13 brachas in minutes. He leaves them out and only say Bichat Shmashia. What if he says a bracha de Gishmana, and he just says Yomtif, a Shabbat, in the middle of his day? He didn't have a separate bracha of Kedusha Yoyim. So that's an achlokes for Shulchan Aruch whether you yoyim to be yoyim. That's an achlokes. To what extent does the Chachamim require that we should mention Kedusha Yoyim? For some parts in Hol Malacha, it must be recited as a bracha of Me'atzmo. If you hold like that, so that's the Chavkela. How can the Ramor say that if the Chazen davened up the whole bracha of Yishmanecha, he didn't mention Kedusha Yoyim at all, so he can follow the Chamusim, how can it be? Hasvarna says that that's only if he was yoyt to chodesh to tefillah, that wasn't yoyt to the chayvatas karas to the tefillah, but it wasn't even yoyt to the tefillah here. He didn't say the right to the chabrocha. He's missing a brocha. The family that said he said the whole brocha, think you should make it, I think you should say everything. Maybe you should say everything with another brocha. The 13 brochas and 30 with another brocha for the Kedusha Yoyim, for the Kedusha Yoyim.
But we see the
That's what he said, the law has been changed. That's what Abchaim said, the law has been changed. This has been printed already. The Avelvel said, but the people who printed it in there, the Sofani didn't understand what Avelvel had said, B'Shem Abchaim. So they said, Kal Yeshit, the whole verse. They think it's from the law of B'Shem Abelvel, the man of death, it doesn't make any sense. That's what Reshi said, well, it makes sense. That's what Abchaim said, the man of death, even Lachatkhila, the Yochit should be law, I am Muslim. Rather than repeat the Shachar, because we don't recommend any tefillah and davening in Malacha.
What's the purpose of
Chazal Tzadik? Every person should daven Malacha. The one that's not from Chana. That's the Chana.
It's called
Malacha. No, it's not Malacha. It's not Malacha. Look, a person davening out loud. It's not Malacha. So the Chazal Tzadik is not a daven the Kol Rom, but the Yehudi is daven the Kol Rom is good. So here. If I know how to daven, I'm a blocky, so it's not proper for me to be lying. I'm the Chazaret HaShad. I should be able to be sad. No, the thing is, I should daven my own shema, I have to feel like why. Because you need to think of a lachash, I'm going to listen to the shad, that's going to be the call, right?
So that's not
Latin. It's
He might say they ain't not lucky, but once they instituted it for that reason, I think it's living like that kind of even if that reason doesn't supply. So what kind of wording is that? Okay, so then she told me to say that the Chana was that not only should be davening, still a big seaboard, 10 people should daven malacha, a big seaboard, and should all daven at the same time. The Chana was attacking, she had a tefillah of half seaboard. The seaboard should offer one tefillah on behalf of the whole seaboard. In addition to everybody's tefillah of Sayyachi, which is daven this seaboard. So I'll see you together, she'll offer one tefillah of Tzibu. Not sure another of them, like you have Kavanah Tzibu. You have Kavanah Tzibu, one carbon is offered on behalf of the whole Tzibu. They offer the Chazorah Tashat, which they instituted, the initial reason for instituting it was that he might see the one who's the name of Bucky. But they're on the right in the shoe, that once they instituted it, for whatever reason, I just give it not that kind, even when that reason doesn't supply. Now the devil shouldn't mean... The Naya just came on this is a chayva. Is it a chayva? Yes, you have to go. Is it not like this in Shulchan? What if 10 people daven the yechidus? Each person davened at home, and then they come to the yeshiva, and then they realize that they didn't hear Chazorat Hashat. Can they get up and have one person say Chazorat Hashat? So the Mechaber said, yes. You have 10 people, we all daven tefillah shacharis, and now they're all together. So you get one person to make a Chazorat Hashat. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Shuvah Saradraz, who disagrees with the Mechaber, and he quotes the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chacham Tzadok, and the Shuvah writes, I'm meaning it's not like the Mechaber, that the only time we have a Chazorat Hashat is if the 10 people were together. 10 people were together. And after Shabbat, what does that mean, 10 people together? Does it mean 10 people daven, 6 people, 10 people? Wait a minute, the 6 people daven, tefillah v'lachash at the same time together, that enables you to have Chazorat Hashat? What if everyone comes at a 5-minute interval? One person comes first and starts putting on thousands of and he starts davening. Next one comes up and next one comes up and there are 10 people, each one is interested in davening Shabbat. But you don't have 6 people who daven, they didn't daven tefillah this tzibur. You have a tzibur who plans to, you have 10 people in the shul who are interested in davening. Each one's going to get them to one answer at a different time. So can one fella get up and start the Chazorat Hashat or not? But that's the further deal that the Mishnah Berurah has. That's the further deal that he has. Usually we assume that not. Usually we assume that you can only have a Chazorat Hashat if you have 6 people davening together in the same time. But Bizmanat Tanayim they didn't have that. Bizmanat Tanayim normally what do they have? They had 10 people come to Shul, they had a davening. And one person was doing that, and the others were just sitting there. So you didn't have many shuls. Some shuls they had everybody davening to the Balachas. Many shuls they had no one davening to the Balachas. The Chazan got the Gong Yisroel, and he looked around, he said, Nobody knows how to daven, so he started saying the tefillah of the Korah. He was mostly everybody else. There was no such thing. You can only have a Chazorat Hashat. If you had 6 people daven the Lachash, at the same time you had a written minion. No, if you have 10 people who are interested in davening, they want to be Yotzei. So the shot gets up and he says, Tzilu, we call wrong. So that's the shot, that is still the same as mine as well. Maybe we should say it's in Jonathan Mishanigua. So the minute usually is that the Mishanigua is sad about this. The minute usually is that we insist that you have to have 6 people davening with our Tzaka in order to enable you to have a Chazorat Hashat. No, you have to have 10 people without me. No, you have to have 10 people without me.
Yeah, that's the machlekes and later. That's the machlekes in the more recent Dachrenim. The Ime Yosha has that, the Masham, the other, some are Mekal on that. That's very cool. The Pashta says that it's not good.
That the Shaf has to have a Kumbu. To say that he can't daven just for himself. Basically, he should be able to have a bit of the 10 people. So basically, he has to have the power of attorney or the outcome of the other people. That's the point.
That's the point of the Shaf. Yeah, he can't just walk out.
I agree.
The Shaf Olach, the person that was up to that time on it, was not happy, but he owned the Interlomit. So the Zohar will not tell us. Shluchas will come my side. If there is a function, Shluchas will come my side. But there's not been a Shluchas Shalemi Daita. If they're not mocking it, it should be the Shas. You don't say one. You know, you have to take a look. You have to move to the call. The Mishnah let's say someone has the archetype. Someone is an Avelis in St. Tadish. They don't like the way he dominates. He dominates too slow. He dominates too fast. He pronounces the words funny. So he should not dominate on it. He should not dominate on it. It'll be a truth for his parents, the Shalmar, he does not dance for them. He should not violate. He should not violate the Dinah Shachanah. The Dinah Shachanah is that you have to be moved to the call. The Mishnah Berurah points to the person, you're from Rosh Hashanah. He quotes an Achrenim like that, that even if the person has a Chiyu, the Chiyu is only good by Mezra Mamor, he's moved to the call. That moved to the call is an issue. So usually in yeshiva they daven a lot of times and they say halakha kedusha. They don't recite the halakha kedusha. In the Shulchan Aruch you only have the institution of halakha kedusha. If it's so late before the shkia, before the zman, whatever your zman is, it's so late that physically you will not be able to say at Tfilah B'Lach Hashem HaChazorot HaShem. The Bilei Zverit, they just say the Chazorot HaShem. So the people are just going to run away to work. They're going to leave. They don't have enough cars. You won't have a minion. The minion is going to disappear. The train is going to leave. Whatever. The plane is going to leave. You have no prayer if they say HaChazorot HaShem. But if you have time, so then you have to say HaChazorot HaShem. Then you see the Yishuv Dishul Paragon. I'm the mic to the email. Well, that the learning was more important than the Chazorot HaShem. But the Shai was that Chazin is correct. We're not like Rashi and Bar Yochai v'Chaverim that they learn all day and all night and they're only mafsik for snacks. We're mafsik to go vote, we're mafsik to shmuz of the Lashon Hara, whatever. But in Chilas we do other things also. So that's our back question. That's what our Talmud used to say, that even if they already said Halacha Kedusha, as soon as the people finish davening the Tfilah B'Lach, then we're going to put up our shot to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei again. And to say Kedusha a second time. Just because of the Yoti Kedusha a first time doesn't pass it until Mechid Chazorot HaShat. And it comes that all the people, six people, finish davening, Tfilah B'Lachash, a ten is a Chavarigot. If you have ten is a Chavarigot, then you Mechid not to say Chazorot HaShat. Not right. The only Yishim, many Yishim is a Mechid on that. They don't do a Chazorot HaShat. So, Rachamah, we have this Braitha. The Braitha said that if somebody was davening on Rosh Chodesh and he forgot to say Yalav Yadvai, it's not talking about Myrus. Myrus is a different reason that we're going to get to later. Either Braitha says something about Myrus, or says either he crossed it out, or it's Agav the other. But really the main thing is, let's say, Shachar. So somebody was davening Shachar on Rosh Chodesh and he forgot to say Yalav Yadvai, so it says he doesn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because he can rely on something. What can he rely on? So the longer is the word he can rely on Musaf. So what does it mean? So it means the Chazorot HaShas and the Chazorot HaShas who fail to say Yalav Yalav HaShachar can rely on the Chatzchila Musaf, but a Yochid can only do the Yedved, but by the Shas, because the Tzibur Shas of Chak can be Yedved on. That's the one shot. That's the one shot. If that's the Shas, so then it has to be that he's going to daven the Musaf in the same time period that he daven the Shachar. So how can it say that he got to say all of the Yavroi in Myers? How do you read the rest of the bracket? It doesn't read straight. So over the history of the Shalosh Chodesh Da'arvi, they know that he wasn't actually off of the Yavroi, the Shachar. That's a different time spot. This is Balayla, this is Bayom Nechachanu, but Mechaik to say, Haskar Shvisayah in Balayla, in Baboker Bayom, in Nachareh Barayim in Bayom. Three different time zones, three different time periods. So that is the bright you need to look at. Also, you have to cross out a lot in the bright. You have to be my dear, the bright. It's the boom. That's what the Bach and the others, they point out.
Like I said, the Bachus, the Gros, the Kodos, the Rishonim didn't have this whole story the way it says. Yet the Kodos, you know, should just say, probably, Hikki the Shachrin, Eimach Zirim Olesim, and then she offered Eimach, but Mutzah, that's what it should say. According to the other Pshat, and Rishonim, not that she offered Eimach Mutzah, that she offered the Shmeh, and Ashat, the Tiba Shonu, the Yochit, the Yochit, the Rishonim, the Tuk Shot.
Maybe there's a lot of it. One of the Torah units, one unit a day is sufficient.
Also then the Gemara would fit in. Okay, that's the Gemara. So what does the Gemara tell the story that if a person davens and he forgot to say Yalav Yavoy, then he has to shachris on Rosh Chodesh and he's davening Bichides and he's not Chazor to Shach Tim Zayam, he has to repeat the Shemana Esri. So the Navi Gemara asks Hashayla. If when he starts, when he finishes the first manasseh and he chapsus that he just forgot to say, Yalav Yavoy, so how long does he have to wait any amount of time before he starts the next manasseh? Or does he start right away immediately with the second manasseh? So he's already here. Right, he remembers right after he finishes Ezra Shalom and Brahma. Most money doesn't step back the three steps that the Gemara said earlier, that you go back to the day. And even if he finished on Rosh Hashanah Shalom, you don't send him a tweet, but he's wrong around the top, you don't have to see your side, and they offer Rablos, they just put it on the stage. But if he already finished everything, he steps back three steps, and then he realizes that he forgot everybody else is still not, and how come? So not even the city, just say this, and they said, yeah, the other, yeah. So then he shouldn't start right away, Shemana Esri, the second time. He has to pause a little bit. And how long does he have to pause? Kama Yashim in Sila, the Sila. How long should he pause? The Taita says, this is in two cases. Either Adam Shatoh, and he wants to repeat the Shemana Esri in order to say Yalav Yavoy, or he says Shachris and he wants to say Mutzah right away. He usually don't do that. You say Shachris and you say, actually, another thing, you say a few things after Shachris before Mutzah. For some reason or another, this fellow is born on a fifth, whatever, so he's going to say, actually, well, see him later. And he wants to say Shemana Esri now when he has a chance. He has to finish the Shachris with the Mutzah. So how long does he have to pause between finishing Shachris and beginning Mutzah? So the Gemara has two Lashonos. You have to pause a certain amount of time. What is that amount of time? From the Gemara you'll never figure it out. That is close to the Yishami that the amount of time is the Shir, the Sheyelech Arbam, the amount of time that it would take to walk down around. That is close to the Shulchan Aruch. But what does that Shir correspond to? The amount of time that it takes to walk down around, because the Gemara tells you that man corresponds to a moment of time to collect your thoughts together, to have in mind I'm going to dive in Shachris and I better remember to say Yalav Yavoy this time. I'm going to dive in Mustas and I have to have in mind this, I'm going to say it. You have to have 2 seconds.
It's
more than the Shir. It's not damaged. Probably slightly more than the
Shir. The Shir is not about 100.
But he has to pause between, before he davens another tefillah, he should pause exactly the amount of time that it would take to walk down the No, that's what it seems to me more, that it wouldn't be Drachal HaTala. It wouldn't be, he would be Yotze tefillah, just wasn't Yotze Chazit HaKal Kusayyad. Exactly, it's not a problem of ourselves. That's what it would appear
to me tomorrow. Maybe the reason he has to have the Galadama to his column to make the tikkun that he made before, just like the way he said it. It's like a double chisnester, because therefore he has to make a separation of one, and now I made a mistake. Now it's in the column to make a mistake. That's what he has to make our problem.
It's hard to say that that's the reason. If he didn't, would only apply when he made a mistake the first time he said Talamata, he didn't say Talamata, he said Yalviyava, didn't say Yalviyava, has to repeat it. And he has to think for a moment to make sure he doesn't make the mistake. So he can say, this Allah has to make sure. The person says that it applies in both cases. Let the Zana Shachris and Musa one after. He didn't make a mistake. Make no mistake. And he still has to wait to Kadeshi Yeva Talam. So what kind of a din is it? So the pastor says it's based on the next Tarif, the next Mishnah. It says they learned them the beginning of the next part, because they learned them the towel on the first COVID, right? Before you start to say Shemana Esri, you have to be serious. Machasin Yom HaShoinim. And in order to establish that COVID, right? When you show him, show Achas and Mishpalim, they say, Chazin Yom HaShoinim, Shemana Esri. The Gemara says later, they used to be Shoya, show Achas, before the Tfilah, And it's a Kavan Shachas, and then you should be Shar Shachas Akharasim. And then the Gemara asks, the Kavan Shachas is 9 hours. And the Gemara asks, Akasha, 9 hours. So how do they ever get any work done? How do they ever learn any Torah? Teirat Masai Nazis, and Malachim Masai Nazis. The Gemara says, the Kavan Shachasim Haim. They work. Yeah. But most people, it wouldn't work, and the Kavan Shachasim Haim work. So the Rabbeinu Yonah comments on that Gemara. Usually, Shachas means a while. It doesn't mean 2 minutes, an hour on the clock. Usually you would say, Hushah Shachas, we waited for a while. But he says that it means a while. So what's the Gemara's kasha? When did they work? Well, let's go to that. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says on this Mishnah with a seer that Shachas, the Gemara understood Shachas literally, an hour. That the Shachas took 3 hours, and Yonah took 3 hours, and Mah took 3 hours. Alright, so whatever, whether you say like the Rabbeinu Yonah, not talking about the Rabbeinu Yonah, but the Shachas means an hour, literally 60 minutes on the clock. Now she brought the Hachachas in the Gemara, means a long while, whatever it is, it's to fulfill the din of the Rabbeinu Yonah Mishpalam Mishal Kavarash, because those were Hasidim, What did the Mishmat din, the other people didn't do so long, but they have to have Chacha Hachon or something, that was an exaggerated example of the fulfillment of the Mishnah, of the din of the Mishnah, and Rabbeinu Yonah Mishpalam Mishal Kavarash, they did it in the Hasidish, the Rambam writes, Hasidus means when you're doing something to an exaggerated extent. And you go, B'derach HaMumutza, B'derach HaYisharla, B'derach Hashem. He dies, man, says, HaMizdan, HaZbaiz, HaLamech, B'derach Hashem, not the stuff of Mishnah. So the Rambam writes, B'derach Hashem means B'derach HaMumutza. In the middle, you don't go to one extreme or to the other. And when a person goes to one extreme or the other, sometimes the Tzad, sometimes the Rambam, that's called a Chassid. Chassid is sometimes sometimes very machmir, sometimes very makel, it's also called a Chassid. He's too makel, he's not that to the Rambam, like in Hassel Day. Chassid means, well, he's not in the middle. Sometimes you would recommend that you should be late to Chassidus to one side, sometimes late to Chassidus to the other side. But these Chassidim Rishayim were late to Lechumra, they had Shachas. Either 60 minutes or whatever it is. And what did the other people do who went to Derech HaMamutza, they didn't do Derech HaChassidus? Kavir Rishayim, to have a shtick off on the Sahamish HaChalabini. So the Mephoshim points out. By Shachmas, we say Tzukit in Zimra, we say Bichat Tzriyashma. So we always have Chodid Rashi, no problem, because we have cannot Shayim Shachmas. We have Shayim Chati Shoh. So the time you start, I don't know, long, until the time you get this message, 20 minutes, by now, perhaps you're going to have 10 minutes. So you might say, no, it's not for the Hasidim, but you might say for the non-Hasidim, you might say Shayim Shachmas. By Yimcha, we say Ashrei, then we say Tadis, then you say Shmonet, but you don't just walk in and say Shmonet. If a guy's running in the street, and he rushes in and they're up to Shmonet, he says Shmonet, that's in violation of Kodesh Rosh, you have to have a Shtikah HaKodesh, but a normal person is in the shul, say Ashrei, and there's a Shtikah, so you get the Yivad Yotze, the Torah Chassidim, the Yotze, the Kodesh Rosh, my Rebbe, we have the Kodesh Rosh, and then you say, my Yotze, the Din. But what happens is davening Mutzah right after Shachris, and each Tefillah needs Kodesh Rosh, each Tefillah needs a little HaKodesh. So what's the minimum, what's the Din minimum? So Ashrei takes a long time. The shortest, the longest is Shachris, HaKodesh, Sukkot is Dima with Bichas Krishna. And next in length is the Ma'ariv. And then Minch is the shortest. What's Mamish, the shortest of the shortest that you would allow? What's the minimum Shia to the Yotzei, Achana v'Kodesh before the Tzila? That's what Taita says. Today she had with Dalar Amis. You have to be making yourself heal of Dalar Amis. And what's the purpose? So that's what two Amorim. They said the same thing Allah Almighty. And each one said it in a different language. One of them said, you have to be Shoye. Kedesh Yerach Da'alam, Kedesh Yitzchoynein Baito Olam. Like it says, V'achanan al Hashem, V'loshem Tchineh, he has to be making himself to do the Tchineh. The other one said the same halacha, but a different language, Kedesh Yitzchoynein Baito Olam. What's the loshem Kedesh Yitzchoynein? That's it, V'achal Moshe, V'achal Zolta, he was Mustala. He was Mustala. So that's the bare minimum. The place is quoted in Kedesh Yerach Da'alam, is the bare minimum for a non-Chassid. Also, we share a shachas, whatever shor means, is it 60 minutes or some period of time. And a non-chas, it has to be shayah, of something, but the minimum is, kidesh yeh lo tzalaram. That's all of it. I don't think, 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 I don Each one just said a different language, but the same, the shir is exactly the same. Rashi says the finish like this. The he. Rashi says exactly the same. Well, the list of the other three. They just have two ways of expressing the same thing. That's right. I don't remember if it says anything wrong. Some of them would. I don't know. How long is the day? Depends somewhere. There aren't enough hours. It's talking about getting ready, but he claims that a show needs 15 minutes. That depends, yeah. Depends, the day's not that long. I don't know. This is the thing we've been discussing. The person forgot to say yellow the other by Meyer. This is Rav speaking. Keep in mind that Rav was the first generation of Amoroi. And up until the days of Abaye Berovid, the Ramanites and Ilkhus Kiddush HaChadish, up until the days of Abaye Berovid, they were still Makadish and HaChadish, Abdi Hariya and Eretz Yisrael. And when did they switch to use the luach that we use? We no longer have witnesses coming to the Bez Magdol and Yerushalayim, or wherever they are, Sipari and Ferry, whatever the Bez Magdol and Yerushalayim, we no longer have that practice. The witnesses come, the Bez is a place of the Shkodesh. How does it become a Shkodesh Ayos? The Shkodesh Ayos, Ati HaChejbun. That was Hillel HaSheni, great-grandson, I think, grandson, great-grandson of Yudah, no? So he was Mishak in the luach. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. He was not in Eretz Yisrael at the same time that Abai Barava lived in Bavel. So that's what the Raman calls, both in the Yad HaZok and in the Kiddush HaKadosh, and in the Tape on this year, it's the Tosef Kuf Mem Gimel, where he has the long Arich of Kiddush HaKadosh, and he's quoting that from the Gemara in the third parak in Rosh Hashanah, the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah, that in the days of Abai the Rabbi, that's when they established the Luach in Eretz Yisrael, and that's when they asked the Shabbos Shalchom Yitzam, that's when they asked, beginning of the Tape, the Gemara says, we no longer have a Tzeik of the Yom, but the whole idea of the Shem Shalgolis was, they can never know how to present the shul or whether they're observing Yom Tov on the right day. But they've always had an institutional take of the end. Maybe today's Yom Tov, maybe tomorrow's Yom Tov, maybe the days in Meir Shchodesh a day later. So they didn't know to observe today. But after the days of Abai Barabbah, when they have a Luach Kavua printed for all the years in the future at Bias HaGoyim, so they still have to observe Yom Tov Shem Shavgolius, that Shana was there from the days of Abai Barabbah, after they established Luach. So that's what Gemara says, yeah. We still have to observe Yom Tov Shem Shavgolius, and it has a different, the Rambam has a different status today. So that's what, keep in mind, Rav lived before Rav Yudah Nasir, before Hillel HaSheni, before they were mistaken the Luach. So Rav says, if a person is davening Amar Shvedish, Myris, and he forgot to say Yom Tov Yom, but he does not have to repeat the Shemana Esri, he must be remote, so Nasi, not because he can rely on Shafas, different reasons. You see, that's why it's just merchik it before. There's love to ask it. Because Rav gives a better reason. The see, Shein Bez Mekash Mitzachedish Ela Bayayim. The see, Shein Bez Mekash Mitzachedish Ela Bayayim. I feel the Yochid, right? There's nothing to rely on. Yeah. So why do you have to say Lachachil? Yeah, so the answer obviously is because by Yom tomorrow, even if I make, let's say, the Shki is 10 to 5, the Bez is going to declare a Shkodesh 11 minutes before 5. I won't just say that the next minute is the Shkodesh. I'll say with the Gloy Mutan Afreya, the whole day is one unit. So if you Mekadish the last second, and yeah, there's Mekadish the last second, you'll Mekadish the whole day, so it becomes Rushas and Shkodesh Mutan Afreya, and it becomes retroactively, and it becomes Shkodesh as of last night. So that's why I've got a Lachatkir, you have to say all the other. So once you come to that realization, that it becomes a Shkodesh Mutan Afreya, so what kind of an explanation is it? So why did he ever tell us you have to repeat the Shemana Esrei? Because it's a difference whether it was declared as a Shchedesh in advance or it was declared as a Shchedesh Mila Bafreya. Does your mind ask you mean? How did they interpret the Shemana? They knew in advance that tonight was going to be a Shchedesh. They never had. It was only they didn't have... Once in a while, the Yadim would come, and the Bezim would decide they don't want to make today Rosh Chodesh, they want to make tomorrow Rosh Chodesh.
When
did
they come
to today? Yeah, sometimes they'd come in the afternoon, and Bezim would... Yeah, that's it, yeah. Yeah.
But they didn't know in advance that tomorrow is going to be Rosh
Chodesh.
Not really. The Rambam quotes from the Gemara. The Rambam has given the Chodesh quote from the Gemara that even with Manchu Kitra Kiyariya, when they were July and Hayden, they had the best how to make calculations. They should be able to know what they're talking about. They're able to come and they can hallucinate. You're going to say you killed the moon. It's impossible to move those materials for 15 days. If you have to 29 days, you have to 30 days. It says always have to calculate when the moment is to see if it's feasible that the moon could appear. You have to know when you have to convene on it. You don't have to convene on a day that it's not trying to be able to come and see the Ravana, but you don't have to convene. Let's say they decided for political reasons or for religious reasons, whatever, that today has to be Rosh Chodesh. So they'll wait to see if witnesses will come. And if the witnesses don't come, there's not enough people to see this. So the president will declare it as Rosh Chodesh anyway. So what do you need the aiden for? Without it. So what do you need the aiden for? So the mark is the mitzvah that has to be in the Kaddish. The mitzvah is when this is fulfilled, so the Kaddish will say, let the training to say this, to say this. Cloud is raining. But the Raman, right, they can mark it in the Kaddish when they want to, when they decide that it's time to make it Rosh Chodesh.
They can
delay, they can concede, all of that. You can never have a month less than 29 days or more than 30 days. But the Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim about that. Can you tamper with Kibur Hashana? You can always do. It's nice to give you, it's snowing and raining and not enough people will show up for a Kodesh Kavan Pesach. So you stick in another sheni and the weather will get warmer and then the people will come. So that's what's nice to give you. So let's say there's an airline strike. Let's say some other reason why. Well, whatever reason, Martin, you can always make Yibra Hashan on the Torah. You can have political reasons also to make Yibra Hashan. What about Kiddush HaChodesh? Can you cancel with Kiddush HaChodesh on the Torah? Or you say no? Whenever the Hashanah is supposed to be, it's supposed to be a Machlokes. You can also tamper with it. You can also do it all the time. We have rules and regulations that Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on certain days, Rosh Hashanah, Rabbah, and Yom Kippur.
That's what we made it.
But even before also, if they wanted to, they could have had all of these considerations.
Yeah, but the
Rambam writes for what?
But they didn't have to
know. No, the summer we would only recommend that the people should stay all the other way with his rear brother. That the night is going to be Rosh Chodesh.
Why do they have to have to come with Rosh Chodesh?
And they didn't just come.
Why go through all the
damn
directions?
Why did
we not pay?
Because
end of
this time
was such a great... That's instead of having 2 days, Rosh Hashanah declared that we're never going to allow Elul to have more than... It's an interesting question. I don't know. If you can solve the problem, people will be able to go to work another day. I don't know. Then what?
Okay, that's included in his kasha. How do they know that that's all different mix? I don't know. Okay, maybe that's why. They wanted to put something into the Chinese. Okay.
Sometimes they knew in advance this there's going to be a Rosh Chodesh, not two ways about it.
If the agents don't come, we're going to make it anyway because that's nothing to do. Sometimes they would open it, you'd be there the next day. And then they would wait. Sometimes like
four of us, they were on the market, they were on the market, they were on the
Those who are near the Bezin, I guess. The Bezin would tell those in their vicinity that tonight is going to be Rosh Chodesh for sure. Either the Eidim will come on Erev Rosh Chodesh, or the Eidim will come tomorrow and make it Rosh Chodesh on that day.
Those who didn't know
where
that guy was.
Some of that time they were not supposed to say all of the other prophets if they didn't know. If you don't know that they're going to be Rosh Chodesh, they don't say all the other prophets, right? They're not going to know Rosh Chodesh. You tell me?
But let's see again. So.
So let's go get the Rav comes up with this thing. Keep in mind again, the Rav lived at the time that they were still in the Kaddish of Pi'ariya. The Rav says that a person is davening Bein B'yochid Bein B'tzibur, even B'chidim. A person is davening Rosh Chodesh, Ma'ariv on Rosh Chodesh, and forgot to say Yalav Yovoi, so he doesn't have to be lying on Shacharis, and he doesn't have to be lying on Chazorat HaShas, he's not Chazorat HaShas. The din is that the Yevet, Yevet, came up here under the sea, and he gives this complicated reason, Rafi, Shein, Bez, and Mekatshim, and Sachodesh, Elo, Vayyoh. It's a very strange din. What kind of a hezer is that? But when they'll be Mekatshim, Sachodesh, Vayyoh, it'll come out in the middle of Afreya. That is Rosh Chodesh as of the beginning of the night. So let's go to the king. No, but if you don't know it, there's any time that you don't even say Yalav Yovel HaChimer. So why does Rav say, did Yevet? If you didn't say Yalav Yovel, if you got to say
Yovel.
But that's the shame. Rav lives at the time that they're in the Kaddish of the area. This is so in case you're not sure. But okay. No, the sake of the Yom, I don't think it's to the sake of the Yom, otherwise we would have every Rosh Chodesh would be a sake of the Yom. Yeah.
But that was real?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was
the
real?
Yeah. But you're not mechuyev to worry about the sake of the Yom, then you rely on the rise, whatever the rise is. So they would figure out every month, what is the likelihood of which day being Rosh Chodesh? Okay. Even on the 31st day, if you get Yalav Yovel by now, you don't have to daven over, even though it's about Rosh Chodesh. That day has to be Rosh Chodesh. So what kind of an explanation is it that Rav says? Okay. And still, so what kind of a deal is that? He says you don't have to repeat. He's talking about a case that you're supposed to say Yalav Yovel, Salayla. Why? Because you know for sure it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. It's the 31st day, it has to be. It can't be tomorrow, so it's not going to be the 32nd day. The 131 days in the month. It's about those he's supposed to say Yalav Yovel. Absolutely, it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. And nonetheless, at the end, if you forgot it, you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. You see the reason, Shem, the Katzin, and Sachar, what kind of a hazard is that? But what if they have a kasha and tachayim for laila? But we know for sure that tonight is Rosh Chodesh. So why can't we? No, we had a case the 31st night, he said.
The 31st night.
But the bubble didn't open, did you? No, we already had work when the last Rosh Chodesh was. We know that today is the 30th day. And tonight is the 31st day. There are no 31 days in the month. So tonight has to be Rosh Chodesh. We called up and we know it's not. We know it's not. That's the question. What's the deal in Rav Talavitch? That's what Rav Talavitch explains. Then lechur you have to say it is Gemara that the Allah. What's the reason? Ain't bez mekatzim sakharis balayla. Ain't bez mekatzim sakharis shalom bayon. What kind of a deal is that? So the pasuk shat is that shiris sakharis has to be done by bezin, and is everybody clear as bezin balayla? You can't have a dinter balayla. You can't have chalitza balayla. You can't have any. It says in the hilchos gittur chatzim you're not supposed to have a get balayla because you need a bezin. But what if you began bayon? Then in the Tchila Bayoim, Eimach Tzikir, it's a Kriyas, if it didn't any Kriyas Bezin, the Tchila Bezin has to be Bayoim. So once the Kriyas Bezin was Bayoim, so the Gemara says you can continue with the Lila. But the one exception to the rule is Chilis HaTayrik. The Gemara says in the beginning of the third Tariq in Rosh Hashanah, that even though the din is in the denomination of Tchila Bayoim, done in Balayla, because the Kriyas Bezin was Bayoim, but that Kriyas HaKhayrish is no good, Kriyas HaKhayrish Hibra Hashanah is no good. Even though he's chila bayom, they cannot be shayna balayla. So the shayna is why not? Not a shayna, not one that I'm a pussy.
But the reason is that the reason is that the name was here. And the here was only bayom.
Yes, so let's say the Kabbalah is the 87th, he saw the Levon, and Bezin says, okay, now that you saw the Levon, let's discuss, should we make a Rosh Chodesh? Should we make today Rosh Chodesh or not? Clearing and filtering, and then at any place, he said, he has to shkia, he says, Levon. And now they want a discussion, we declare yesterday as Rosh Chodesh or not. The Rabban says there is such a thing as declaring yesterday as Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, you cannot say here, done in Bayom or done in Balayla. You cannot do that. So why not? Why is it that different from the Imam? This is my learned out, and I'll pass it continuous. Because in Israel, Mishpat lo lekei Yaakov. I say, Tikkun HaChodesh Shem HaKeh from Yom Chagin, Shem Yom Shefer, on Rosh Hashanah, and the Yom HaChodesh is Kasubo, that you're referring to Rosh Hashanah, why? Lechoy to Yisrael, who Mishpat lo lekei Yaakov. What does it mean? So the Imam says, when is it a Choy? When is it Chal Rosh Chodesh? At the Gmardim, the Tchilot Kabbal Zed is not Chal. Yep, the same Yom HaChodesh. So the Gemar Din Chok has the same status as Mishpat, has the same status as Chilav Din, even the Gemar Din has to be Bayom. Agderet HaKosim, so what kind of a verse is that? What kind of Agderet HaKosim is that? So the Yosef Ameat writes in his Chigran the Rambam that the reason for the Gemar is the following, because we have a Dinatanat in the Zid, Dinatanat in the Church, Dinatanat in the Mishpat, normally when we have a Dinatanat. That's it, it's Dinatanat in the Mishpat. So we listen to what he says and what he says and what the Yehim say, and we figure out the reading between the lines, and we figure out what the truth is. A little here, a little there, we put it all together, we try to figure out what they did, and we give it stock. What if the stock is not based on anything before? That's a false stock. The stock has to be based on the fact that we presented. They have called the Tchila Din when they listen to the Tzaveya, and then they listen to the Nitzan, and then they listen to it because the document. And they study, they look at the building, they look at the whatever, they listen to all the testimony. That's all leading up to the Pesach, because the Pesach has to be based on the fact, and that's based on the time of the Seer that was presented before. So that's called the Tchila Bayom, the Gondam Balev, the beginning of the entire Gambayom. But the other half says, Akidish HaChayit is a strange thing, it doesn't apply anywhere else. The Pesach can hear the Yehidim out. Yehidim said, he saw Levon, he said, Levon, then says, even though you didn't see the Levana, we're going to make a Rosh Chodesh, and even though you did see the Levana, we're not going to make a Rosh Chodesh. Let's say Bezin made a mistake. They heard the Eidim, and then they made a mistake, and then they said, that's just what they said. But Satan, whatever they said goes, it doesn't apply anywhere else in Kalasar Kula. There is no such thing that it's stuck in error is dying. The one exception to the rule is Shirish HaKadosh, because let's say the Eidim gave Eidim Sheker. The Eidim gave Eidim Sheker. They wanted to trip up the Desmond. The Desmond didn't know. They were giving Eidim Sheker and they declared a Kurdish. They said, yes, it is Atem Afilu Mutim. Atem Afilu Shogigim. Atem Afilu Anutim. It doesn't matter. Let's say, when the Kav Leidim said Eidim Sheker, then we were Mazim Yehli. It doesn't matter. Even though it's not based on the... I make my mind up, don't confuse me with the facts. That's the law, I'm not feeling good to my son, I'm feeling good. So the Yosef Nech says, that's why I got Kiddush HaKadosh. By Kiddush HaKadosh, you cannot say, Yisir Bayom, Gomen Balayla. What? That's a Haskola. It's not Haskola. By Kiddush HaKadosh, it's a Haskola in the self, it's all. That's the bottom line, that's all. You say, Kiddush HaKadosh, finish. You say either yes, Mish Kadosh, or no, Mish Kadosh. The whole circle with the Cheshman, the Kabbalah say this is absolutely, this is a mixture of the Yama, but it's not Barakay. It's a ceremony. That's what it's a ceremony. The Chnei Yosef is not a mitzvah to be Mekadosh HaPiyo, it's a mitzvah Mishlomu. But since it's not Merakid, he can't call that a Tchilos Hadid. The Yosef Merak says that that's shot in the Gemari in Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the third there. So he says that basically the deen is that Tchilos Yeshiva's Bezna has to be Bayom. If it's Tchilos by Yom, if the Tchilos Bezna was established by Yom, and Moshe Bezin continues into the night as well. So whereas in the moment is you can have a hesitant of Hiskila Bayom, Gomer Balaylo. Kiddush HaKadosh is never called Hiskila, the Haskala, the Self is the last one. So you can even the Yezbeh, if the Mekadosh HaKadosh Balaylo is not good because he can't have a Bezin Balaylo. That's what Yezbeh Sameach means in the moment. But the Rav Yishan Mokhlili do not hold like that, namely the Rajbam, because the Rajbam hasn't in Yesh Nechlin a comment on that Kuf Yudale, the Rajbam has a mind, Rosh Hashem Nichmasu Levaka Tachoy, what's ready to more there, what to Osim Din, what to Kosim Yishtar, what to Osim Din, so the Rajbam comment on Rav Yimore, Nichmasu Bayoim, and the Chilak of Nichmasu, we went to visit the sick man Bayom, or Balaywa, so the Rajbam quotes this Din, of Kriya's Bezna has to be Bayom and not Balaywa, so the Rajbam writes, but that's only Lachachilas, so the Yevet, if you maybe she does Bezna Balaywa, we'll also be cautious. He says it doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that for the Yad and Yeshiva doesn't have either of them. That's what the Rajbam says. So the Rishon of all this, they all jump on the Rajbam. How can he say that there's enough in the Gemara in the third parish in Sanhedrin? So the Gemara says that Kiddush HaKadosh Libra Hashanah has to be by Yom in Kitshu Balayla Eile Mekudeshes. So the parish said if you had a Yad doesn't have either, there's no good reason to have it. So how can the Rajbam say that the whole deal that he has to shoot his bezin has to be by Yom, and the only one that you should make a bezin by Yom. But if you make the bezin by Yom, then the evidence will also be good. So against an opening in order, even the evidence will be good. So obviously the Rajbam is of the opinion, he doesn't have that there or something. He learns that that pasuk, Yechotu Yisrael, whom Lishpah, the Rajay Yankiv, teaches me not that Takiru Shafari Shiva Shana, only the last line is the Yeshiva's bezin. There is no Haskalah. Everything before is just a ceremony, just a mitzvah, and it's not called the Tchila Bayom. The Kriya's Bezer is when they give the final stop to Kudosh HaKadosh, and it can't be called the Tchila Bayom. The Rajbam doesn't lie like that, because if you say that that's the Pshat, the Rajbam holds it for the Yezer, the Pshat says, Malala, they're good, the good stuff to the Yezer. So why is Kudosh HaKadosh Malala numbers? The Rajbam obviously holds based on that, there is a Chosu, the Chosu Yisrael, who is the Melekei Yankir, there's a separate deal. Kiddush HaKadosh has to be by Yom Napalayla has nothing to do with Bezin Balayla. Bezin Balayla be able to be good. The separate thing, Kiddush HaKadosh has to be by Yom. Moshe Mazal with Bezin Makhoid, Yitila Fluva Balayla. Hanach HaTzila Balayla. There's certain mitzvahs that are by Yom, not Balayla. There's certain mitzvahs that are Balayla, not by Yom. The Mishnah Megillah has. Tell us you mitzvahs by Yom Koshe Kol Ayor. Tell us you mitzvahs by Yom Koshe Kol Ayor. There's certain mitzvahs you can only fulfill. Matzah, Mori, you can only fulfill by Yom, you can't fulfill by Yom. So the Rajbam holds that that's not all the Yid, that Kiddush HaKadosh is a deal, and there is a cost to the Chalk, and it's all Mishpon of the Yankim, it can only be done by Yom, it cannot be done by Yom, it's practically nothing to do with the Bezin. Even if one can imagine, one can visualize that you can have a Kiddush HaKadosh and lay off the Bezin, but you can't, you have to do the Bezin. But it's not because, it's not the hard time because you can't have a Bezin by Yom, but you have the Rajbam holds a Bezin by Yom, it's good, he likes to the Seirish, and Yesh Rechah. The halacha that Kiddush HaKadosh Balayla is not good as a separate halacha. That's what the Rav says. That's Mukach and our Gemara. That's Mukach and our Gemara. The Gemara says, Rav says, Rav lived in the time that there's still a Kaddish of Tzimri. So one might want to interpret in Rav Din that it's not a Kiddush of the Aliyah. And they didn't yet declare it as a Shkodesh. It's only going to become a Shkodesh. Bila Mashreya. That's a Shvach at the Halbe Kiddush of the Shkodesh. When it became a Shkodesh in advance, then declare that there's Kodesh, and then you daven after the declaration, then it's the full Rosh Kodesh and all of the others not. And as well, it's only going to become Rosh Kodesh, So one might have perhaps wanted to say like that, but then it wouldn't make any sense. How come all the Goyim and all the Rishonim continue to quote the Din Bizman Azeret? As Rav lived before the Luach, and we live after the Luach. Nothing changed. Bizman Azeret, you never had such a chilek. That you're going to daven Ma'ariv on Leil Rishchodesh, and it's going to become Rishchodesh Milam Afreya. No one's going to be Mekadosh Rishonim, not going to become Milam Afreya. Whatever it's going to be tomorrow, it already is Leil Rishchodesh. We already know in advance. We printed the Luach already. So how does this Din apply to Bizman Azeret? That's what the Rav said, the Hechreach, you see from each Gemara, this fantastic chiddush that the Rashbam has to hold. Hey, Mekadoshin and Sechodesh Malad is a separate din even if you don't need a Bezin to be Mekadosh. And Bezman is there, that's what it is. The Bezin is not Mekadosh. And the Rav said even in Tashi Kitchel theory, the Bezin is not Mekadosh. You need a mighty Bezin to say Mekadosh HaChodesh, but it's a separate Bezin Sanhedrin. It's a separate Sanhedrin says, it's just like this Allah, as it ain't Bezin Gozin Zera Latsidu. Erem Kei Rei Latsidu Yichadim Lamed Boy. Any moment that I'm a person, there is such a similar thing, it's one perceptive. And you refer to the same person, the same perceptive says, Hey, Mekashin et HaKadosh, and Rav Yuchashonim, Elen Kein, Rotsu Atsigo. If the Bezmi goes to Shkadosh and the Sigo is not Rotsu, it's not Kach. What kind of a deal is that? Who cares whether the Sigo likes or not? We're the poor. We're in charge over here. Bezmi was entrusted with the authority of Kiddush HaKadosh and Yuchashonim. What does it depend whether the Sigo like is? You're talking about a new Takona The Kaddish Yisrael, the Rosh HaKadoshim, and on Shabbos he wrote it, the Kaddish Yisrael Osmanim, Kaddish Yisrael Osmanim, Kaddish Yisrael Osmanim, and on Shabbos he passed him, Mokwek he passed him, and the Kaddish Yisrael on Shabbos. So how do you say Baruch HaKadoshim and Kaddish on Shabbos? So what's the Chilik? So the Gemara says, because Shabbos is clear the kind of Hashem is made gracious, so Baruch HaKadosh the Kaddish is directed. So the Yom Tzayis is with the Rosh HaKadosh and so on, it's about Eichaisen Mishtayim, so how do you say the Kaddish on Shabbos, the Kaddish Yisrael Osmanim? How do you say two different things? One says not two things. The Kaddish in Surah, the Mekadosh is Manu. The Rosh Hashanah is Mekadosh Baal Yisrael. And they are telling the Kaddish is Manu, because Kedushas is Kedush. And Kedushas, Yom Tzayis, doesn't come directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh Baal Yisrael. And Baal Yisrael is Mekadosh, the Moyadim, and the Rosh Hashanah. So the Rosh asked the question, what do you mean Baal Yisrael is Mekadosh? Baal Yisrael is not Mekadosh. Baal Yisrael is Mekadosh, the Rosh Hashanah and the Moyadim. So we should really say in this Baruch HaKadosh Shem, the Kaddish HaBezmin V'Hazmanim. Both of us have one word, the Kaddish Yisroel V'Hazmanim, Yisroel who the Mekadosh HaBezmanim. That's not accurate. There are very few people in Klal Yisroel who are members of the Eden Bezmin. It's a Bezmin of three people. You see that the three are a Shliach, sort of. They're a Shliach because so really the authority of Kiddush HaKadosh and Yibra Hashan is the whole Klal Yisroel does it. And the Bezmin does it as representatives of Klal Yisroel. What they do with Eretz Bezmin? If you ask Hashayla Yavidin Torah and they question it correctly, they're not questioning as representatives of Klal Yisroel. Klal Yisroel doesn't talk to them on how to learn. They talk to them because they're a Bezmin. But the Bezmin is one way. It says whatever it is, but when they do the Kiddush HaKadosh, they're doing it in order to understand. So that's what the Tosefta says. They have no right to make Kiddush HaKadosh or Yibra Hashanah unless the Tzibur will be satisfied with it. If it turns out that the Tzibur is not happy with their determination of Rosh Chodesh, Yibra Hashanah is not Chal. Just like Exeter, it doesn't say that it's not Chal Lamboi. And if it's not Lel Atzim Chal Lamboi, it's not Chal, the Gemara says. You have a right to violate. Because we're not Mekabal to Exeter. So the same thing with Kiddush HaKadosh and Yibra Hashanah. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik says. The whole Tzibur has to demonstrate that they're masking to the Kriyas of the Bezin. The Zmashi Kitchel Fiyariya, there was a mighty Bezin, but that wasn't enough. They have to have Elim Kein Rotsu HaTzibur. And the Zmashi Kitchel Fiyariya also, what does it mean Kiddush HaKadosh HaPi HaChesbis? What does that mean Kiddush HaKadosh HaPi HaChesbis? So usually about Shad, it rules the Yom Tzayim, just like Shabbos is Kriya the Kaima. So the Zmashi Kitchel Fiyariya, the Rosh HaKadosh 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 How does any kind of work matter? So the answer is, it doesn't happen by itself. But the Ramban says like that. The Ramban, the Sefer HaMitzvah, says that Hillel HaSheni was Mekadosh in advance all the Rosh Chodeshim, and he declared in advance all the years which will be Mugaris and which will be Triplets and so on. And although normally you're not allowed to do that, you're not allowed to be Mekadosh next month in advance, you have to wait till that Rosh Chodesh comes, and he says even to the other it's no good. So the Ramban says that that's only one Shadosh Tikkun, when you have normal Jewish history. But if you live in Shas HaShas HaShak and all the Smokim, so then you have a right to use Akhama Filum Mizid and Akhama Filum Mutim, you have a right to be the Kaddish of the Rosh Hashanah in advance. And that's what we do today. The Ramban says that Al Pidin, nothing changed. The Ramban of the Sefer HaMitzvah says nothing changed. When the days that used to be the Kaddish of Pi'ariyah, so today nothing changed. But then they used to try at least to do Al Pi'ariyah. Not as there, there's no Al Pi'ariyah. So the Zezdi, Zahilo Lasheni, was Mekadosh Lomo, Rosh Chodesh, and Yom Teres, and Yom Ha'ar, Yom Ha'ar, Yom Ha'ar, Yom Ha'ar, Yom Ha'ar, and they used the principle of Atem Afilu Mizidim in advance for a few thousand years. So far, 1500 years, so long time ago. Today we're yoitzer the mitzvah of Yiddish HaChodesh. It's not of Pi'ariya, but he did it, Chol HaShem did. That's how the Ramban says. So the Ramban disagrees with the Ramban says there are two distinct halachas. The Ramban says there's a halacha of Moshe Mitzinai. There's a halacha of Moshe Mitzinai, but there's man that there's a bezin, Kiddush HaChodesh done by the bezin. The man is not bezin, so halacha of Moshe Mitzinai, Kiddush HaPi'ariya. So the Ramban says, where is this halacha of Moshe Mitzinai? He says he never came across this anywhere anymore. He says it must have been a deep dark secret. Must have been a deep secret that I never came across this anymore. So that's why the author says he's gone through this secret. He's never called it a slave of evil. That's it. The secret of the Igor, the great of all things like that, Allah Hashem, I didn't invent it. The Rabbah told us to meet on where the great is from, get it from, where was the secret, the Gemara alluded to the secret, the slave of evil. The slave of evil doesn't mean the secret of the mathematical calculations. That's the secret of arithmetic. Not even high mathematics. Some of it is high mathematics. But most of it is just plain arithmetic. So that's such a big, deep dark secret. He says, no, this was the secret, the source of the Kiddush HaPi'ariyah Cheshbon. That's what Allah has made you see. So according to the Rambam, in the Gemara sheet there, that is not as though you have Kiddush HaPi'ariyah Cheshbon. So what does that mean? The Pashuk Shat, you usually know what it means is, whereas in the Sea of the Gedoris up until Hillel HaShemi, they used to have the Bezin with the Kaddish Rosh Chodesh, but one is there, Rosh Chodesh there from Zichalei. And the Yamim Tazim, they come by themselves. So how do we continue to say that the Kaddish Yisrael and Rosh HaKadoshim, the Kaddish Yisrael and Hazman, how do you say that? Because the Raman writes in the Sefer Mitzvah, in the Sefer Christian Gimel, and has the Yom HaRichas, and that's where the Ramban has the Yom HaRichas. The Raman writes, you know, the Kiddush HaKadosh has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. And today, we who live in Chutz Lares, we rely on the Kaliyas of Rosh Chodesh that the Bezin does in Eretz Yisrael today. So the Ramban, what Bezin? We have Bezin, we are farmers in Eretz Yisrael. There is no Bezin. What is he talking about? From the days of Yilash Eniyan, there's no Bezin. We have to have Kuchim. What is he talking about? And that's what the Achrayim say. That's what the Rosh Chodesh say. That's what the Achrayim say like that. The Ramban didn't mean a Bezin. He meant the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, they're the Yisrael of Kuala Yisrael. So their nihu, when they know that this day is Rosh Chodesh, this day is Pesach, and that day is Shavuos, their nihu is Koveya, the Kriyas for the whole Klal Yisrael all over the world. The people who live in the Chutz Lares are not the Ikar of Klal Yisrael. This is a mitzvah that depends on Klal Yisrael. That's what Avnei Neza, the first Jewish, the first two Jews, in the second Cholot of Achaim of the Avnei Neza, he talks about this Rambam in the Seifan Mitzvah. And he explains another Achaim of, he said, that's what the Rambam is talking about. The Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are the ones who are the Ikar of Klal Yisrael today and throughout all the generations, and they're the ones who are, through their nihu, of Rosh Chodesh, are being Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh. So that's what the Gemara is discussing over here, the reciting of Yahweh the Yavoi is a form of nihu of Rosh Chodesh. And it's a way to make the day into Rosh Chodesh without a Bezi. We are Koveya, Kedushas Rosh Chodesh without a Bezi. And the Gemara, that's what Rav meant to say, the Kriyas of Rosh Chodesh is a separate halacha that it has to be by Yom. The reciting of Yalav Yoga Balayla by Meirav is necessary, like you say, Al Anisim by Meirav also. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, so the Chassidim have to say Al Anisim. But let's say you forget to say Al Anisim in the Shemoneh Esrei, as Mordechai says, you don't say anything to Shemoneh Esrei. on a Shredish, if a person will say Yalav Yavoy, Abadi says, well, Yavav Abayar Vosa, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. But that's not Ma'aki B'di Yevid. Why do you have to sometimes repeat the Shemona Etzion? Not because of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. That's what we're asking. Not because of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Because we want all of the members of Kol Yisrael to participate in the Kedias of Rosh Chodesh by having a Maitre to demonstrate, not some to go around with a flag. My children go to yeshiva in the neighborhood so they get sodas for a long time. That's what every other day of the year they get milk. And I'm excited to give sodas, and then when the government declared that soda is not so healthy, so they changed it. Instead of giving sodas, they give up to whatever. Something else that's not healthy. Whatever, some other nash. That's the key. So the Goyim apparently understood that that's the din of Rav. Otherwise, why do they continue to quote the din of Vanazeh? And the Kashas Chodesh Bavayim. It doesn't mean that it's not a full Kedusha for Shchodesh, because no one's going to become a Shchodesh Malam HaFreya. That's not the word. They don't become the full Kedusha for Shchodesh. It means there's a separate in the Tzemen HaLoch, they Mekach and Tzachadish HaLoch, and the only reason why you repeat the Shemon Esrei is not, you see, before we were learning, the reason why you repeat the Shemon Esrei is in order to fulfill the Nitzvah Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. The Tzvila Yeyotze anyway, that's what we saw from the book. The Chayyot HaTzvila Yeyotze, the Nusach HaTzvila Yeyotze. If that's not Yeyotze, it's something else. And what is the something else? Originally we thought, not Yeyotze, the Chayyot HaTzvila. Now you see from this Gemara, it's even less than that. But the Chayyus HaTzkara, they wouldn't have required of us to repeat the Shemon Esrei. Vah Raya, Alanisim and Chanukah and Purim. You don't have to repeat. So Yalav V'Yovel Leil Rosh Chodesh is open. That's just Chayyus HaTzkara, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. You don't have to repeat. The only reason why they require that we should repeat the Shemon Esrei of Rosh Chodesh if you forgot Yalav V'Yovel Dayarim is because our mentioning Yalav V'Yovel in the Tefillah is a form of Kriya for Rosh Chodesh. That's our demonstration that we subscribe to the creation of the Bezim as much as Kitchen Theoria, and we find that there's no Bezim, so we are all Mishnatic together, because it's all over the world, and Mishnatic together to be masculine, that is what we want this day to be Rosh Chodesh. And that's our job, that's our responsibility to do that creation. And the creation of Rosh Chodesh is a separate Allah, has to be by all, even if it's done not all these Bezim. So that's what the Gemara says, doesn't matter. The first night, second night, doesn't matter. The same thing. Even though it's not for Nasreya, you know what it means, but it absolutely has to be Rosh Chodesh. Still, it does not make a difference. That's what the Gemara says.
But didn't he say that Claudius wanted all the Nasreya for one? So therefore, he said that the Kriya Tachodesh, maybe what you say, is that the Chav and Nasreya for one. And being Chutzal and other...
Oh, so you're asking Akashi. You start the Akashi. It should make a difference. That if the person is in Chutzalar, that he comes out of Shreya at that time, if he gets, you don't need his Hatzkamas L'mal L'mariz, so should, and Chutzalar, even by Yon, should have the status of Leil Rosh Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael. That it's only the third is Baruch Hashem. That's a good kasha. If you put everything together, that's a very good
kasha. Well, it's quite a tradition, but it's Klal Yisrael. It's only been the people of Eretz Yisrael.
That's what the Rambam quotes like that. That the Iker of Kol Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael are going to get these mitzvahs that have to do with the people. Sabutikash, I don't know the term Sabutikash. So the Chorah, that's how you have to say something along these lines to understand Stam the Din and to understand why the Din is still felt as Manazah. Something should have changed along the line. On the day of Hil Hashem, it should have changed the Din. Whatever the Hezra is, it should no longer apply to Manazah. So that's what the Rav said in this year, the big Yorta Shir, the fourth Yorta Shir, the Fahachreyach, you have to say that that's not what he meant. He meant that there's a separate Allah, but then you can't think the Kaddish of Chodesh Bamayim. But the Rambam writes that the Zman of the Yom Tishenim is of a different nature. Tengansin is no longer sake of the Yom. It's a different Allah. The Rambam has a Zman of the Yom Tishenim. The Rambam says that the Zman of the Yom Tishenim is Bada, no longer the Karas Tafe. It's more Chomer than it used to be. It should have not existed at all. But they made a Takara that it should have continued to exist. It has nothing to do. It doesn't correspond with being a day. It's a different Allah. A different Allah that you have to keep. It's a different thing you have to keep Yom Tishenim. So that's what the Rambam says, that the Zman of the Yom Tishenim is Bada.
Israel
the right
to declare
Israel.
We're denying Israel the right to declare
Israel. We're not denying Israel. There's no second
we are contradicting what they are doing.
You understand? We observe what they are doing, and they don't. Right? We have 2 days, they have 1 day. So it's contradicting. That's exactly what you have to say in Israel about. We don't have the capability to absorb the full hashpah that Yontif can have, the full effect that Yontif can possibly have on in 1 day. In Eretz Yisrael, even on a higher madrigal, because they're in Eretz Yisrael, it's supposed to be that they can absorb the full hashpah that we say in 1 day. In Chutzlot, we can't absorb in 1 day, because the Chachamim on the back, we have that 2 days. I don't know where it says that.
It's murder, but that's the same thing.
If you enter the Chachamim on the back, it's what they
took it.
So,
in
Eretz Yisrael, you take it. It's the second day, not the third day. It's only the first day of the year.
Well, the second day is the
Shiva. So we take it because we have
second day. Okay, what is the Gemara? Let's try to finish the Gemara. Omar, maybe it's not a milsit, Rav. It makes sense what Rav said, that if you got to say Yalav Yalav Alayla, when is that the Chodesh Malay? What does it mean? When you have a Chodesh Malay, there's a Chodesh Malay, a Chodesh Chotzer. There's a 29 day month and a 30 day month. Whenever you have a 30 day month, the 2 days of Chodesh, the 30th day, and this is the last day of the first month, and the first day of the next month. That's also a question. What is that institution based on? What are these 2 days of Chodesh? What kind of an animal is that? What do you mean? The first day of the next month is going to be the second day of Chodesh. What do you mean? The day that has Kedusha is Chodesh? And it's not Rosh Hashanah, not it's the 30 day of the first month. So some that's a big challenge was that to bring their right to the whole thing, the whole institution is only have one. The whole institution of the first day of Rosh Chodesh when we have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. The Machlek is the Rambam and the Rambam also in the same time. Whether it's the right to the Rabbanon, and if it's the right to whatever it is, if it's the right to the Rabbanon, what the world does it take from? It's all
good.
And that passes, yeah. So there's this question, okay. Okay, yeah, that's probably a mistake. There's a shayla, what is it based on, but there is such an institution. Now, when you have a chodesh malay, you have 2 days of chodesh. The first rav, maybe suggests that rav didn't only make sense if you have not have 2 days of chodesh. The first time of chodesh, you forgot to say all of the others. Tomorrow night, you're going to tell them, you're going to say, this first chodesh is going to have Irish Shacharis, Musa, Minche, Irish Shacharis, Musa, Minche, so you'll say, you'll be up tomorrow night in Rosh Chodesh. Rishka felt like you lost tonight, you'll make up tomorrow night, but then you're not up to receive. Ah, but the Chodesh Chodesh, but it's only 1 day Rosh Chodesh, and you forgot the other about Myrus, so you blew it. So why didn't you ask the governor of Rosh Chodesh about Myrus? Now, Zir Marta, because there's no way to make it up. Zir Marta says, no, he's wrong. Amalera, Vashi Vamela, it doesn't make any sense. Michti Rav Panakama, Rav gave an answer. He didn't say your head is going to make it up tomorrow night. He said a different answer, whatever Rav says. But what? The answer that he gave was in Kashi Vachodesh Balayla, whatever that means. Says his Malik Al Shemar, Malayla, Vashi doesn't make a difference. And that's how we talk. We talk along with that you don't have to, Malayla, you don't teach Shemaneshri. That's on the Shredish, on the Chalamoid is not so. That's that person who knows who Lel Chalamoid, if he gets to say out of the other state declaration, if it's that same time of the weekend, you definitely take your Shmanesh. It's not even that Meir is there to give you a break if you get out of the other. Only Meir is on the other Shredish. Okay, here Tyson has a topic to be added next week. And after talking, he says, the Tyson here is Magungo. The Tyson doesn't eat straight. So the Maharshal, on the bottom of the Maharshal, tells you, look in the Rashba, and he quotes the whole chant from the Rashba, that the Rashba quotes this, and a much better version from the way it says in Tyson. The way it says in Tyson is that it's a pillar for So we'll do that next week. We'll start from that. Beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, we read about the Sibur that the Rizvah of Beit Avraham Avinu said he should move to Eretz Yisrael. And he promises him all a good thing. That's called a good gadol. A big thing about Orech Lecha, Yed Rach, and so on. And one of the things that he promises, Va'agad Lo Shemecha, he's going to have a tremendous reputation, Givaldik Tiyah. The Vajra gave to Sibur of Avraham Avinu that he's going to have, means just to build up his ego. His name is going to appear in the newspapers every day. All they're going to write about the Jews and about the Medina Tisrosa. That's what Avraham Avinu gives him. So that's what made him happy. Then he says, Avraham Avraham Mekanecha, or the Nivruch of Becha, Kol Mishpacha Yisro Adoma. The Rashi says, Pashup Shat, you're going to be so famous that when I'm gone, once I get a blessing, his child is going to be like the Jews. The Jews are always the smartest, and they are the top of the richest, and they control everything in the world, and the valedictorians in all universities. You should be like that Jewish child. So what does Avraham Avinu, what does he need this for? What does he need that for? Why does the Rebbe Shalom tell this to Avraham Avinu? What is the significance? The Gemara tells him in the end of Masechah Shabbos, he went to the Jews, and the Gemara says, I'm not Yoshi. You hate healthy, you hold up on cookie tests and bakes, all the different things that he has. He says, he hopes that he will belong to that group of people, Shechoshim Bohem, Zebohem, that they had a terrible reputation, that they say about me, called up an officer, that I have to do with the nation fish, and I have also been a favor, and I can say five gachers. They'll say everything terrible about me, and it won't be true. So what does Rabbi Yossi want to have such a bad reputation? So some of those mean that his college has had a bad reputation. Some of what it means is that you threw him on the market of the Rosh Hashanah. And these are terribly served when they ruin a person. He was a tzaddik, Rabbi Yossi, he was a tzaddik, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, and he says, when they say all kinds of terrible things about a person, so these are terrible, as I've just mentioned, so these kind of things are being in market of the Rosh Hashanah. So sometimes there's a mile that you should have a bad reputation. And not everybody enjoys such aggravation, but to say that it should be a minus, have a lot of PR, what does he need the PR for? What is he going to gain? What does it mean? So I saw some person discuss this. They don't understand. What does this mean? God Moshevecha, in the Tosik base, and what does it mean in Tosik Gimel? The Nivach of the Chokom Mishpachoy Sadam, what is the significance? I thought perhaps the pshat is as follows. Tosfos points out in Masechet Yevamos and Havah Yevinsoy, I think, in Masechet Shabbos, that the first person points out, the Balkari lanes quickly. He went right away from Pasuk Galah from there, he went to Pasuk Gimel. The Tosfos shows in the calculations that it took him. It took a long time, it took 10 years, 20 years, I already forgot the calculations. I think the guys came by there and said, Chumash also make the calculations. It took a long time from Pasuk Aleph and Beit to Pasuk Gimel, to Pasuk Dalet. How come it took such a long time? The Tosfos Taki says that it was a pshia on his part. Like today, the Rosh Hashanah tells us we should go to Eretz Yisrael and Aliyah, and we all have in mind that someday to move to Eretz Yisrael and we're all pashia. We're still here. Everybody's still here. It's been many, many. Hakamas Amdina was a long time ago, and we're all still here. No one's running to Eretz Yisrael. So Avraham Avinu, also like that, he was the first one who was given the mitzvah, Mechlach HaMe'atzacha, and he wasn't in such a big rush to fulfill the mitzvah. The person says he was nenesh. The person makes a whole question that Avraham Avinu was nenesh, but being negligent to fulfill the mitzvah, Hashem is home to go, he didn't go. The person doesn't really have a definition of Mokka for that. I thought perhaps the Yogi Shleimar, maybe he wasn't nenesh. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, the Eretz called the Goy Gadol, I'm going to make you into a great nation. So what he was telling him was, you should try to get as many converts to the monotheistic religion as you possibly can. That's called Goy Gadol. And that's what the Rashi quotes in the Medrash, that when he went to Eretz Yisrael, the Nefesh Asher also Bechol, right? The Rashi quotes the same as the Nefesh Asher, how can you make people? So the Pashup Shah means the Avodim that he possessed, or Shiloh, so the Avodim that he owned. The Rashi quotes, no, also means he creates Yesh Me'ayim, that when you Megayer Nochri, he gets a new Neshama, he gets a Yiddish Neshama, he cut the Shiloh Avodim. That's like our Nefesh Asher also Bechol, if they created them, and he says, Avodim Megayer is our Noshim, Esodim Megayer is our Noshim. Where did they get this idea that they have to go proselytize the whole world? We don't go around proselytizing.
and the Yitzchok used to do, and Yankee used to do, the Magi says later, Rabbi Yochanan, how does it say? Achi Yaakov Eretz Megui Yavid Eretz Kinnam. Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Megui Yavid Eretz Kinnam. So the Medrash Rabbah says on that passage, Eretz Megui Yavid is Roshan Geir, where they live, but it's Roshan Megayer Zayin. Still Avram, just like Avram was Megayer, and Yitzchak was Megayer, and Yaakov was Megayer, until Yaakov was Mamed, Yuzay Shvatim, and that kind of a layer. So then he says, that's it. He's not going to go proselytizing on us. Why do they make Korah like a soul? That's not a soul. Why do they think they have to go be Megara? We don't do it anymore today. Yankov stopped if they had to use a shotgun. He thought that's it. So maybe they understood that that's what the Tiba Hashem, that's what we're going to go. You have an obligation to go try to make this into a big nation. So maybe he wasn't a pasher. Maybe you don't have to say like this. He was Nenash because he was a pasher. We're pashers. So we're not yours. Maybe Abraham Avinu, the prophet is God. Yeah, Abraham Avinu, he's a pasher. He did the right thing. When you read the part of the Pshut, it doesn't sound like he did a Pshut. So maybe he understood that see where Hashem is, you have to try to be in the garage as many people as possible. And the Rebbe Shalom told him, I'm going to give you such a reputation that you will be able to succeed in having a lot of Jairim. If you'll try, you will disguise the limit. You'll be able to succeed in the garage many, many people. So maybe this is part of the Haftokah. The Rebbe Shalom gave him a Sivoy. And then he gave him a Haftokah that you shouldn't think, how can you possibly succeed? Ooh, you speak to a group of people. No, I will speak to it. I will help you fulfill your mission in life. I will give you such a reputation all over that people will have heard of you and you will be able to be much beyond. And then the Pasuk says that he waited a long time in order to have a Nefesh HaShirah to Bechara. Moshe Feinstein has in the Hagdomah, to his Chidushim al Hashach, he has such an interesting order that he writes in his introduction to his paper, what prompted him to write this paper? He said, sure, what do you have to print it for? It's because when he said sure, on the east side, he only could come across to convey his dream. There's a few people over there, limited audience. And he says, but my favorite is good for the whole world, so why should I only be limited over there? And he says, and I have an obligation to give Havotas Hatera to the maximum of my ability. And he goes to the one beginning of the second paragraph in Smurah, when the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Shoftim, I think, that there was Yabes, I think. There's a fellow by the name of Yabes, and he was a spouse of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Hechafta Zvuli. So the Gemara says, the Hechafta Zvuli, the Talmidim. So she had, he used to dive into the Kodesh Baruch Hu, no Talmidim. What do you mean, no Talmidim? Just look up it. The Rebbe wants to be able to break. I have 90 students in my Shia. And Yeshiva, some Rebbe's had less than a million, now Yeshiva. And others have 120 Talmidim sisters. Talmidim are sitting in the hall, they can't even sit in the classroom. So that's what Yabit wants, and he should have such a, he wants to be popular. No, so Rebbe Yeshiva says, not he wants to be popular. Everyone has a chiyuv, you have a chiyuv to transmit Torah to Talmidim. And if a person has the ability to be mashpia more Talmidim, they have a chiyuv to be mashpia more Talmidim. So Moshe said, if you don't have a printing press, and you can only issue them on the east side and MTJ, and you'll see that about the article. And I can't teach this to go around the whole world. I give a shiur here, give a shiur there. This will be, you know, I'm okay to not get enough. But if it says, if I'm writing up my shtickle affair, anyway, that I shouldn't forget. So I mean, it doesn't cost that much money. I'll print a paper, and everyone will be able to read my commission. So that's part of my obligation to be mounted as many times as possible. So that's why I thought maybe that was the pshat over here. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu wasn't some telling them, I'm going to give you a lot of PR and you're going to enjoy it. A lot of people enjoy having their names in the newspaper. Maybe that's not what it meant. Maybe he was promising him that I will help you fulfill your mission, that I am giving you a challenge, I'm giving you a chiyuv. You have to try to be mashpia on as many people as possible.